You listen to Kim Radio, the best of Kim Wilde music. Kim Radio, Love Blonde Station.
He was born in 1970. He is the creator and administrator of the official site on Kim Wilde, in particular wildlife.com and the very particular kimwilde.com, a website indeed particular because of its unique story and its many lives that will be discussed this special program. He was immersed in pop music from his childhood. He discovered the Love Blonde in the early 80s, especially in 83 with the album Catch As Catch Can. Music is part of his life. He is a lover of vinyl records and he comes to us from the Netherlands. Kim Wilde's fan owes him a lot. And from my point of view, Kim Wilde herself also owes him a lot for his involvement and especially his work on the artist. Today, for the program 1 hour with, I am happy and particularly honored to receive Marcel Wiggs on Kim Radio. Sorry for my very bad English, but hello Marcel.
Salut, Lionel.
Oh, salut à toi aussi Marcel. From beginning, what does Kim Wilde mean to you? A friend, an idol, a subject of work?
A little bit of it all. Obviously, I started out as a fan long time ago. Then when I started to make websites, she was an obvious subject for me. And through the website, we have gotten to know one another. I consider her to be my friend.
Mm-hmm. On the very documented wildlife.com, by reading your biography, we learn that your brother and your sister are passionate about pop music. Were they the ones who introduced you to Kim Wilde?
Not entirely, but it was a natural thing. We watched the weekly TV show Top Pop during the 1970s and the early 1980s together. They're some years older than me, but I do remember that my first idols were the Sparks, with This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us. And that's the song from 1974. So I think I was watching that show on a weekly basis when I was just 4 years old. When Kim started in 1981, she was just one of the artists in the charts. I was already a fan of ABBA and Kate Bush by then, but after a few singles I started to notice Kim and she became my most favorite artist. I have to say that my brother and sister were not so interested in Kim at all. They had their own idols.
So, when we are a young teenager in the 80s and we discover our first idols, whether singer or music groups, you can identify with those people. Some teenagers even go so far as have a special cult towards their favorite stars. You, when you discovered Kim Wilde, whether on television, in the press or on the radio, what did you feel at that moment and what place she took in your young boy life?
I think I'm not very different to other young people. I started to collect magazine articles about Kim when I was 13 years old, and I had some of her posters on my wall in the 1980s. And I started to buy all of her singles and albums, and that quickly became very important. I remember especially playing Catch As Catch Can and Teases and Dares a lot.
Okay, I suggest you take a first musical break, my dear Marcel, with a song of Kim Wilde, of course, on Kim Radio.
Kim Radio. Kim Radio. Le son des années 80.
Back on Kim Radio for this special show with our friends Marcel Wiggs, the founder and editor of the sites kimwilde.com and wildlife.com. Is everything okay, Marcel?
Oui, très bien. C'est bon d'être ici.
Absolument, c'est bon d'être ici, c'est bon d'être sur Kim Radio. Marcel, we just heard House of Salome just now on Kim Radio, a track from Kim Wilde's third album Catch As Catch Can, released in 1983. I think this album, you got it as a Christmas gift that year. Do you have anything to say about this song or record?
Well, obviously, House of Salome is the first track on that album, and it was the first song I heard that was not on any single when I bought the album in December. I actually wanted to have it as a Christmas present, but I got the 12-inch single for Dancing in the Dark instead. But I also got some money, so I bought the album myself. It really confirmed my belief that Kim made great records, and I should really find out even more about her. I think I bought her first album very quickly after that. But Catch as Catch Can is still my favorite because it has such beautiful songs on it and beautiful sounds.
Absolutely. Now it's time to talk about your involvement with Kim Wilde's artistic career. I believe a lot of things started in 1996. Web page, a website. What happened that year, my dear Marcel?
Well, a few years before that, I met Martin Zandstra at a record fair. He was another Dutch Kim Wilde fan, and I hadn't actually met any other Dutch Kim Wilde fans at the time. We met up a few times and eventually started talking about organizing a fan meeting. And that fan meeting happened in March 1996. I had just started making simple web pages, and one of my ideas was to make a web page to promote that fan meeting. And while I made that, I started adding a discography and a simple description of Kim's life. It really was just two or three pages, but that eventually grew into the website that you know now.
So yes, about wildlife, why maintain a second website? Have you ever thought of splitting kimwild.com with wildlife?
Well, actually, wildlife originally started as kimwild.com. In 2006, when Kim signed to EMI for the album Never Say Never, they wanted to have a website devoted to that album release, and they wanted to have it on kimwild.com. So that's why my website moved to wildlife.com, and kimwild.com has had several different record companies involved since 2006. But I still maintain that website in cooperation with Kim's management. Obviously, kimwild.com is a much simpler website because it only has to promote Kim's current work and tour dates and so on.
Okay, I understand the difference. We are still in 1996. Kim Wilde fan meeting was held that year. Did you organize it?
Yes, together with Martin Zandstra, who arranged most of the things, the venue and the contact with the Kim Wilde fan club. He actually did more than me back then.
Speaking of that fan meeting, who was there? Did Kim come? I was told about a dress too, I believe.
We had contact with the fan club and there was a chance that Kim would come, but in the end she was too busy with the musical Tommy. Both Melanie Almond from the fan club came and Kim's sister Roxanne, and they brought a lot of merchandise to auction off. The auction would benefit Ataxia UK, a charity that Kim was a patron of at the time. The most wanted piece was the dress Kim wore on the cover of the Love Is album. It was sold for £910, which would now be around 2,000 euros, I believe.
A good deal for the association indeed. We are going to part for a few moments, the time of a song. I leave you 20 seconds to choose the title of Kim Wilde of your choice. Just after, we will talk about music, more particularly your role in the programming of the compilations released at Cherry Pop or the album Reins You you've been involved with. Anyways, 20 seconds have passed. Marcel, what song do you want to listen to?
Je voudrais écouter la chanson Hope de l'album Wild Winter Songbook.
Radio. Welcome to you, dear listeners. If you have just joined us on Kim Radio, we are still in duplex from the Netherlands with Marcel Wijs, a key player in the Kim Wilde galaxy. Marcel, we just discussed the birth of the websites you are involved with, but that's not all. You are also at the origin of the release of such compilation and also of the reissue of some Kim Wilde's albums. So, in terms of all this artistic involvement, who do you work with? The producer, record labels, or maybe with Kim Live?
The website Wildlife is entirely mine. For KimWilde.com, I work with Kim's management, obviously, and the reissues of Kim's albums are made together with Cherry Pop. They do all the hard work, but I help them in getting the best possible track listings. And sometimes I get to write the liner notes, which is a pleasure. It's a great honor that they rely on my knowledge of Kim's repertoire to get their releases as good as they can be.
I have a question that may seem intrusive to you. We understand that you are a big fan of Kim Wilde yourself. In relation to all your activities related to Kim Wilde's career, what is your positioning today? Is it professional or voluntary positioning?
It is entirely voluntary.
What's your fuel then for all that hard work?
Like I always say, a man needs a hobby. My hobby just happens to be gathering as much information as I can about one particular subject. And the subject happens to be Kim Wilde. And because I also like making websites, all these things together make my hobby a bit more public than collecting stamps.
During all these years, during which you have not stopped to be present for the fans, have you, for professional, personal reason, or lack of time, wanted to stop?
I've not had at any time wanted to stop, but there have been some times when I didn't spend a lot of time on the website. It goes up and down through the years. But I think most fans won't notice when I decide to do other things for a week or two.
Of course. Thank you for staying a few more moments with us on Kim Wilde. My dear Marcel, the time of a record. See you in 3 minutes.
Kim Wilde, le son des années 80.
And here we are again in the presence of Marcel Wijs on Kim Radio for this special 1 hour race. We just listened to another British singer nicknamed the Witch of Sound. While are the stories of infidelity, my dear Marcel? Are you cheating on Kim Wilde with Kate Bush?
I would say it's the other way around. I'm cheating on Kate Bush with Kim Wilde. But seriously, Kate started in 1978 and I loved her music right away. I still think that her album The Dreaming from 1982 is one of the best albums ever made. It's just that Kate Bush isn't a visible person. She releases an album and then disappears for years.
Speaking of Kate Bush, what other artists do you like? You run a music blog too, I believe, Music on Vinyl.
Yes, I started a long time ago to put all my 7-inch singles online. I have a large collection of singles because I always wanted to own songs that I liked instead of having to rely on radio to hear them. My favorite artists include many different acts such as ABC, Black, Depeche Mode, Mylène Farmer, Garmarna from Sweden, Howard Jones, Sarah McLachlan, Talk Talk, Tears for Fears, Ultravox, and many, many more.
So let's change the subject. A few years ago, you were a guest on a program on a Dutch public television, In the Air, in which you explained that on your wedding day in 2006, you received a really special guest. But what so she was that person, and are you willing to tell that story again?
I got married in 2008 with Annette, and when I proposed to her, she already knew, of course, about all the things I did with Kim Wilde. She challenged me and said that I should ask her to perform at our wedding reception. I remember calling Kim's manager, Nick Boyles, and asking, very shyly, what it would take to get her to come. And his reply was, I don't think it will be a problem in your case. It sounded a bit mysterious, but in the end he came together with Kim and Rick and they performed some songs during our wedding reception. My friend Martin, who I mentioned earlier, provided two guitars, one for Rick and one for himself. It was great seeing Kim, Rick and Martin together on stage, and all the guests were, of course, very surprised to see this performance.
What a nice surprise, and above all, what a beautiful memory. A person you know well and who has already spoken on Kim Radio has left a message on the answering machine for you. It is one of Kim's photographers and friends. She lives in Belgium. Of course, it's Catherine Verkeigne. We're listening.
Hello Marcel, I'm very happy to see your participation sur Kim Radio. We have gone through a long time already together, participating in certain endeavors related to Kim Wilde. This is also the way that we met one another, and we have been friends ever since, which I'm very happy for, of course, and I hope that many endeavors will still come. And in the meantime, I have a question for you. Throughout the times, I think the most remarkable of all is probably our time spent at Kim's house, going through her immense archive treasure trove in her attic / spare bedroom, where you spent the nights there while going through everything. So my question for you is, whilst being there and going through the immense archive and memorabilia, what is the most precious or treasured found that you have discovered whilst being there? Is it also something that you maybe never knew existed, or is it a very collectible item, a piece that you for the first time really got hold of it? So it will be interesting to know, since you have a massive knowledge about Kim, all the articles and everything that has been published and edited. So I'm looking forward for your response. Lots of love from me, Catherine.
Catherine and I worked our way through Kim's archives, where hundreds of magazine articles and newspaper articles and everything else were in need of sorting out. We brought scanners, and I would say the real treasure was scanning almost 1,000 articles from newspapers and magazines from all over Europe, which subsequently ended up on Wildlife.
Thanks to Catherine for this little hello. We take a musical break and we meet again right after on Kim Radio.
You're listening to Kim Wilde.
Kim Radio. Love Blonde Station.
Hi everyone, this is Mateusz from the YouTube channel Wild Tapes. Find me on Kim Radio for my program The Wild Tapes Show every Wednesday at 5 p.m. and rebroadcast on Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Replay on www.kimradio.fr.
We are back on Kim Radio, a duplex from the Netherlands with our friend Marcel Ridges. Marcel, another person left us a message on the answering machine of the radio. This message comes to us from Poland. Since it's about our young friend Mateusz from the YouTube channel Wild the Tapes, we'll listen to him and I'll let you answer just after.
I met Marcel once in 2019 in Den Haag, just before Kim's concert. We had a nice conversation in a cafe near Part, where the concert took place. I remember I was really impressed by his knowledge about Kim and his involvement in the releases of Kim Wilde's albums. I think that without his help, the Cherry Red reissues wouldn't be as great as they are, so thank you, Marcel, for that very much. Anyway, I was always wondering which is your favorite TV performance of Kim and why. I'm really curious about that. Take care.
I have many favorite TV performances by Kim, but one that is always on my mind is Kim's performance at the Sopot Festival in 1988. Most fans will remember that one. She is suddenly joined on stage by some fans who start dancing with her and asking for autographs while she is performing. It's hilarious.
I think this anecdote will please Mateusz, since Sopot is, of course, in Poland. Mateusz, who can be found every week on Kim Radio with his show The Wild Tapes Show. Mateusz, Marcel, who did an interview with you when you released your biography on Kim Wilde, published by This Day in Music, and which is entitled Pop Don't Stop. Interview to discover on his YouTube channel Wild Tapes, the opportunity for me to offer you to say a few words about this very interesting book, extraordinarily well documented and illustrated, that you released so in 2021. It's the only official book on Kim Wilde, isn't it?
It's the only official Kim Wilde biography and the only one that she is herself has been involved in. The idea for a book has been on my mind for many years, but to be honest, I never thought it would happen. It has become a beautiful book, especially because of the many beautiful photographs by Katrien and some earlier photographs we managed to get from Dutch and Belgian photographers.
Marcel, I now offer you the little game of short questions, short answers. Est-ce que tu es d'accord?
Oui, bien sûr.
Okay, let's start. Your favorite Kim Wilde song?
Worlds Fell Down, Dream Sequence, New Life and Solstice.
L'album que tu préfères?
Catch as Catch Can, of course.
Le meilleur duo?
You Have to Learn to Live Alone with Michel Berger.
Oh, interesting, this answer. I remember it too. It was on Michel Drucker TV set, a song from the French rock opera Starmania. The most beautiful slow?
New Life and Solstice.
Best Kim Wilde song to dance after three beers?
I don't drink so much, but I would say Dancing in the Dark.
Oh, hard questions, Marcel. The Kim Wilde song you don't like?
Snakes and Letters. I don't really get that one.
What other artist would you like Kim to record a duet with?
Someone you wouldn't expect. Maybe Matt Johnson from The.
That's all. We are slowly coming to the end of this show with you, Marcel. So I usually ask each of my guests if they would have something to say to Kim if she listened to this show. I recognize that for you this question is perhaps useless, because I suppose that you have frequent the occasion to exchange with her.
Well, I don't really have that frequent contact with Kim, usually via email, but well, what would I say? I don't really know. Thanks for the music, maybe, and everything else.
Thank you for the music. It's a nice conclusion to end this show. I remind listeners that Marcel takes care of Kim's official websites. They are accessible on kimwild.com and wildlife.com. Marcel is also the author of the only biography on Kim Wilde, published by This Day in Music, available among others on Amazon. Marcel, thank you very much for giving me this interview on Kim Radio. Again, I'm really sorry for my really bad English. Je te laisse le mot de la fin, Marcel, en français, car je sais que tu maîtrises un petit peu notre langue.
J'espère que vous avez trouvé mes réponses utiles. Au revoir, bye bye, et salutations à tous les fans de Kim Wilde.